This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the program. Coming up, the magazine ban. Apparently, the Supreme Court overturned. California is ignoring the Supreme Court ruling. Matt's got that story. That'll be a little bit later. With you in the studio tonight, it is Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
Open phones as always, though. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves at 603-283-6160. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. We've been talking with Tony in Los Angeles, and Tony says that, just kind of recap for those of you just tuning in, Tony is an early crypto buyer. He said he bought his first Bitcoin at $13 way back in the day, and that is a long time ago. And he's been pretty disappointed with the way things have been going. A lot of the people who got in to cryptocurrency early were the ideologues. They were the libertarians, mostly, who saw the vision for cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, because early on it was just Bitcoin. There was no concept of other cryptocurrencies. That came a few years later. But the idea was that this was going to be an alternative to the government money systems, to the big bankers, to cut out the middleman, to allow the individual to have the power of money in the individual's hands. And that, unfortunately, has shifted, and I think Tony's right about a lot of his analysis. Like, it's definitely true that as cryptocurrency has become more mainstream, well, it has gone in a more mainstream direction, and that is to say that the supermajority of people that seem to be getting involved these days aren't getting involved because they have some sort of ideology surrounding good forms of money or value transfer, that they just want to get a thing and see that number go up so they can cash out at a
speculators.
High point. Yeah, and make some money on this thing.
Well, he said a lot of stuff in the last segment. Can I just say what I think about what he was saying?
Yeah, sure.
Well,
by the way, he's still with us here, Tony. Welcome back.
Well, so just based on what he said in the last one, I just have a couple things to say. I just want to say, just because that, you know, that guy who created Tether could arguably be a really bad person.
Certainly a really bad person.
Yeah, I just think that it's important to remember that cryptocurrency is a tool that came out for humanity. There are all kinds of people, and this is what I thought Tony was going to be saying, that say, oh, Bitcoin must have been created by the CIA. And I'm not saying Tony said that, but when people say that, and they say, like, oh, look, the NSA came out with a white paper about something that seems like crypto before crypto came out. It seems to me that hackers were talking about it online. The technology was bound to come out. So they had, you know, a plan. They, as in the government, had a plan to ignore it for as long as possible, not let it go mainstream for as long as possible. And then when they came out with things like Tether. They came out with all the bots online that say stupid things. But I don't think that it's just created by the government, because why would the government be like, you know what we should do? We should come out with a technology that could possibly lead to Monero being created. And also just...
Or the end of the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, the end of the U.S. dollar.
The end of government money, period.
And the other thing I'd like to say is just that crypto...
But Tony didn't say that.
No, yeah, I'm not saying that. But the other thing I'd like to say to what Tony did say is just that cryptocurrency is a tool, and a tool can be used for good or bad.
Sure.
I mean, people, lots of things are just copies of Bitcoin's code with tweaks, and just because, you know, Bitcoin is public, people are like, oh, it's bad because it's public. I mean, you can use that code to create a different one that's not public. You know what I mean? It's a tool that can be used for good or bad. Lots of people who get into conspiracy theories, not saying that what he's saying is a conspiracy theory, but people who get into conspiracy theories often have the issue with going into, like, the fallacy of, oh, this researcher, I agree with a lot of things he said, but he said this one thing I don't agree with, so he must be a Fed. He must be working against us, you know what I mean? And I don't know, I see kind of a lot of that within cryptocurrencies. Like, they do this one thing I don't like.
I don't think Tony said anything
about
that.
Well, he's kind of saying something like that. He's saying, like, oh, this guy is involved with Tether, so therefore, like, a bunch of... He used the term S-coins, didn't he? Or crap coins?
No, I don't think he did. Tony, are you still with us?
He doesn't like...
I'm still here, guys, yeah.
Yeah. So I got to say to what you had said before about, you know, yeah, I think there's probably some bad actors out there. There's no doubt about it. There's probably some untrustworthy coins and companies, and all of that is definitely true. And it's absolutely true that people have some have been co-opted. Like we've talked many times about how Bitcoin seems like it was taken over by people that are working for the big banks of the world. There's evidence that the Blockstream company that hired a lot of the Bitcoin programmers several years ago was being funded by huge banking institutions like MasterCard and AXA, which is like a global European international kind of bank. So there's definitely a lot of evidence for those things. And but that said, it's still an open marketplace, and there still are really amazing innovations that are coming from that place. And I don't think, I mean, are you giving up completely on it, or are you just really cynical?
No, I think that, so. There's some important distinctions to make here, right? And we're covering a lot of topics. You know, number one, I think we have to establish just because the tech is neutral, right? It's a matter of who wields the tech, who controls the tech, mm-hmm. right? So I don't think it matters whether or not it initially started off as an NSA operation or whether they co-opted it early on, but the end result is that it is not what it originally started out to be. It's nowhere close to that.
But what do you mean? Are you talking about all cryptocurrencies?
Well, I'm talking about Bitcoin. I'm talking about decentralized money, the original use case of cryptocurrency. Okay.
Wouldn't you say Monero is? Like Monero, the kind of the world's premier privacy coin. There are obviously other privacy coins that are competing for it. I mean, Hush barely anywhere compared to some of the others. But you know, wouldn't you say Monero has achieved that goal? It has given its users ostensibly privacy, and presumably people are using that to buy and sell things. We just don't know because we can't see what's going on with it.
Yeah. So it's so fringe. And it's used by such a small amount of people, like the ideologues that you talk about. It's mm-hmm. only going to be those who are really obsessed with privacy. The average person doesn't care about their privacy.
Give that some time, Tony. When people start to feel crushed under the weight of the police state, I think they're going to start cherishing a lot of their liberties even more, especially their privacy.
Well, I mean, listen, how many people have already, you know, decided to roll over, take the jab, you know, they're on these smart devices, they're already tracking everything they do. So people in my mind have pretty much kind of given up. And the more that you suppress them economically, they're just not going to be able to kind of fight back without the resources and without the consciousness to understand these concepts.
Well, but people like that, they never really had a chance. Like, crypto is kind of another level. Like, if they're going and taking the jabs and, you know, not caring about their privacy on their phones, things like that. I think the problem that you're having is you live in L.A. and you just absolutely can't save everybody. What you see every day has to be, like, the most normie is not, I don't really like that word anymore. You know, like saying NPCs and stuff like that, because something Captain said the other day made me rethink it. But the people you see throughout the day have to be the most what people call normies. And I don't think that we can save everyone. It's not your responsibility
no.
to save everyone.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
I think there's one place I strongly agree with the New World Order, and is that there are too many people that are useless eaters on this globe. And the last two pandas refused to. You know,
really?
Then I don't know. It's a quote from, I think from a movie or something about the last two pandas that refused to get it on to save their entire species and let it go.
Well, I just want to say this, Tony, and I thank you for the call and thank you for bringing this up here tonight. But I will say this, that, yeah, okay, the bulk, it seems like, of the people who are into crypto are big money, let's make some money, number go up kind of people these days.
The clowns.
And that's to be expected. You can't have something go mainstream without having it, you know, quote-unquote, jump the shark, right? Like, this is the old problem that people had where they'd find some musical genre that was really unique or whatever, and then it gets big, and then it gets bad. bad, right? Like, it goes to the point where they don't like it anymore, and they get all bummed out and jaded.
They sell out or whatever.
Well, right. So that's sort of the process, but that doesn't mean that there aren't people that are staying true to the original vision. And if you look carefully, and again, thank you, Tony, for the call. If you look carefully, you'll find those people. They're still there within the crypto community.
Ideologues are good.
They're still building. They're still creating, and they're still getting out there, and they're putting forward that vision. Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Monero, these are three of the best cryptos for spending, and those people are still...
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, we've got Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
We were talking about Karen losing big time here in New Hampshire. She tried to take down some of the state reps, 13 of them, who had voted to allow the people of New Hampshire to weigh in on the question of independence, of peaceful independence from the United States. She went after them, and she lost yesterday. We were telling that story, and then we got on to Tony's call about the cryptocurrency and just the disappointing direction, at least according to Tony, that things have gone in. And to me, it's just sort of one of those things, you just got to take it in stride and not let it get to you. It's the inevitability of something becoming mainstream, is that the mainstream people come into it and they kind of ruin things to some extent. But the good news is, in crypto, it's an open marketplace. As much as the government hates that fact, anyone can still, today, start a cryptocurrency wallet. There are dozens. I don't even know. I can't legally use crypto under my bail conditions with the crypto duo. But I'm sure that there are more wallets now than there were when I lost my ability to do crypto, probably, because they're constantly being developed and new ones are coming out. So you pick whichever wallet you want. Pick more than one. Experiment with them if you want to. Most of them are wallets that don't even ask you who you are. They're permissionless, as it were, unlike a bank account where you have to sit down in front of somebody at a bank and hand over your ID and fill out reams of paperwork, and then they got to check over all your transactions and report to the government. Crypto wallets, the good ones, they don't even ask you a thing.
And if you use a crypto wallet that doesn't ask you a thing, and Bitrefill, and only use it on the website with only an email, you can do it, you know, basically anonymously.
And what is Bitrefill?
Oh, Bitrefill is a website that lets you get gift cards for cryptocurrency to a whole bunch of different, I don't even know how many stores, but a lot of different stores, and apparently credit cards. I've never had a credit card, so I haven't looked into that.
Like a prepaid kind of card?
It says pay your credit card bills with Bitrefill at the top of the page.
Interesting. So, yeah, these are tools that people can use with, in many cases, zero permission. And that, of course, is one of the brilliant aspects of cryptocurrency.
Yeah, crypto's not going anywhere. Yes, they're going to try to attack it. Yes, there will be vapid morons who just want to turn a buck, and it's always about making numbers go up. But we know better, and we know, more importantly, it's about people's privacy and their ability to transact without having to send a 1099 to the kid that rakes their leaves.
By the way, coming up in October, our Mark Edge is going to be speaking at the Free Cities Foundation conference. It's their second annual conference. It's called Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's happening in Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. They're going to showcase autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world and offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The theme this year is Parallel Structures for Progress. You can save 20% by using our discount code when you check out through Eventbrite. You just go to their website, lifetimeliberty.com. Remember code FTL20 to save 20%. And if you are into cryptocurrency, they will take Bitcoin, but you do have to directly reach out to the conference to set that up. I guess they don't have a system for that. So you can reach out to them directly via their Twitter handle, @LibertyIOL. I presume there's a way to do it through their website, but they didn't mention that here. So if you got Twitter, @LibertyIOL, you can follow the conference there. Again, it's October 21st through the 23rd, code FTL20 at lifetimeliberty.com. Look for Mark Edge to be speaking there. So we're talking about the cryptocurrency world and how I'm still excited by it. And I'm relatively on the outside of it. I don't get to go and spend it at local businesses like I used to be able to do. Because, again, I'm on these ridiculous bail restrictions in the what was called the Crypto 6 case. I think there was talk today that maybe it should be called the Crypto Duo case, since we're down from 6 to 2.
Just to differentiate it from the people who are out and people who are still going to trial, just because, the one lady who got her charges dropped, she doesn't want to be involved at all. Mm-hmm. Her name coming up all the time and
sure.
All. And the other people, you know, they pleaded guilty, and it's just not quite the same thing anymore. I think that the focus now needs to be on the people who are going to trial. We need to rally people to know about what's going on with these two people that are going to trial. So I think it that's why we just came up with the name, the Crypto Duo.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm under pretty severe restrictions, but the supermajority of the world is not under those restrictions, and you guys can go
And
out.
You should not be under, so there should I be, should no, be no. This is a, the thing against you is a political attack.
In a due process violation.
And a due process violation left and right. I mean, you are a person who was hit by a group of people who are now being referred to mainstream as Biden's Gestapo.
Yeah.
So if those are the people that are coming after you, then chances are you shouldn't have been gone after in the first place. And that's what we've always known.
Well, our friend Renee, who was one of the crypto
also six, should have nothing at all to do with those nasty people.
She had her sentencing today. Because she did take a guilty plea, as most people do, understandably. I don't blame anybody for taking a plea. I don't think people should generally, but I don't blame anyone personally for doing it. I understand the desire to get out from underneath, or the feeling that you're getting out from underneath the pressure, because it's a lot of pressure to know that these people are going to try to put you away for the rest of your life, in theory, and that they're going to bring more charges against you if you don't take the first plea deal that they offer you. So it's a scary thing. I don't blame anybody for doing it. She did take a guilty plea to one count of quote-unquote wire fraud. And in court today, during the sentencing hearing, the prosecutors admitted to the judge that there were zero damages in this case.
The victims, quote-unquote, lost zero.
Correct. Yeah.
And the judge kept rephrasing that. Oh, so okay, so there was very little loss.
Zero.
Yeah, zero.
Zero.
Zero,
yeah.
Loss. So
that just goes to show that the judge is even kind of in on it.
Oh, yeah. The judge has started showing his true colors as anti-Ian.
I'm sure.
He called Ian the head defendant in this case today.
Well, that's a true statement. United States versus Ian Freeman et al.
And this is a good example. I've talked to Renee and Andy recently, and this is a good example and another reason to reiterate the number one rule when talking to police is
don't.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what there's. Doesn't matter if they ask you what color the sky is. You don't respond. I'm not discussing anything with you is the final word in that conversation.
So for a quote-unquote crime where the victims, which again, were all banks, had zero losses, and that's not because she tried to bilk the banks out of money and failed, because that's a crime. Mm-hmm. Like if you tried to defraud somebody, whether they be a person or a company or whatever, if you tried to defraud somebody and they figure it out and they don't fall for whatever the trick was going to be, that's still a crime.
Sure.
You still tried to defraud that person.
But the prosecutors didn't even allege she did that.
No, that's not what's being alleged in this case at all. They're just saying, oh, you said something that wasn't entirely true, maybe. That's what you've admitted to, basically, to the banks. And so, therefore, you're going to be a felon for the rest of your life. You're going to be sentenced to 3 years probation. So if she, of course, slips up, as a lot of people do when they're on probation, like, it feels good to not have to go to prison. But you now have 3 years probation hanging over your head, where if you just make one mistake,
you'd go to prison for longer.
They could put you right into a prison cell for what they call violation of probation. That happens at the federal and the state level of people all the time.
What other companies have?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A federal judge in Florida ordered the government to release by noon on Friday a redacted version of the affidavit detailing evidence that led to the search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Former U.S. Assistant Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Andy McCarthy, tells Fox News, a lot of things we're dealing with here are strange.
It's a very unusual situation. In a normal criminal case, the government does the searches and makes arrests at the same time because it's the same standard. It's probable cause that a crime got committed. This is the unusual case where they've done a search in the middle of an investigation.
California approved regulations banning the sale of new gas-powered cars and trucks by 2035. The state doing it because they believe it will help with climate change. You're listening to USA Radio News. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is back above 5.5%. It now comes out to an average of 5.55% for the week ending Thursday. It's a jump of more than 0.4% in just 1 week. Despite the increase, Freddie Mac's chief economist says it's possible there are potential home buyers who are ready to make a move. Folks in central and southern Mississippi are continuing to deal with heavy flooding. Cars, homes, and entire neighborhoods are underwater. There have been more than 100 water rescues, among them daycare centers, along with dozens of nursing home residents. Wednesday was the state's third straight day of rain. More than 5 million people remain under flood watches Thursday, as some areas in the state are getting up to 12 inches of rain in a single day. The National Weather Service saying they do not expect the storm to pass until Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. All you got to do is dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is here to take your calls about anything you want to talk about. We'll get back into Karen, because I think there's a little bit more to say about that situation yesterday, but we got sidetracked by a call from Tony, who was calling in to bemoan the state of the world in cryptocurrency and the direction things have gone as crypto has become more mainstream. By the way, if you want to help fund a documentary about the Crypto Six, the producers from Mexico put up a fundraiser. I think they're looking for €60,000 to finish this thing up. They've done a lot of shooting so far. I think they want to do some more shooting and, you know, interviews and such. And they've cut together a sizzle reel that you can see if you go to movie.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to their fundraiser page. And thanks to everybody that has contributed so far. That's movie.freetalklive.com if you want to make the Crypto Six into its own documentary. So we were talking about the kind of the status of the world of cryptocurrency, the frustrations that some of the originals have felt maybe over the years watching as the group of people that's interested in crypto it's expanded, and that's what we wanted. Right? You can't just have this thing stay small. It needs to get bigger. More people need to see the value in cryptocurrency. They need to get into it. But unfortunately, some people have only gotten into it because they see it as an investment. They don't understand that it's something that can change the face of finance, that it can potentially eliminate the need for central bank. Not that there's a need for that, but eliminate the belief in central banks, the desire that people have for central bank money, because something better exists. Now, whether that thing is Bitcoin or one of its competitors, or whether it hasn't even been created, there could still be something. You know, we know there are thousands of cryptocurrencies on the planet right now. Maybe one of them is going to rise up to take down Bitcoin from the number one position. Maybe that'll happen in 2 years. Maybe it'll be 20 years down the road. Who knows what's going to happen in the future? Maybe whatever that thing is still in the mind of its creator, and it hasn't even come out yet. Maybe it'll be Monero. Maybe
it's in nobody's
else.
Mind.
Our co-host, nobody?
Yeah, because he's always coming up with
he's
new
always
coins.
He's always got something that he's cooking up. So the thing I really wanted to focus on, though, is that despite all of the whatever frustrations you might have seen from big banks getting involved or investment firms throwing a bunch of money in and trying to control these different entities, the failure of decentralized finance in so many ways, they've proven recently that there's not a whole lot of decentralization going on with some of these organizations. Despite all the frustrations, the failures of different cryptos, like the Terra one that went from the top 10 down into near zero earlier this year. That was in May of this year, a huge failure of a quote-unquote algorithmic stablecoin. There's so many failures, so many scams, and at the same time, there's still so many opportunities, and so much money has been made. So much value has been created in this space from nothing. Value was created from pure code. Because prior to 2009, prior to Satoshi Nakamoto's release of Bitcoin, this technology didn't exist. Mm-hmm. This is a completely new industry that has created at one point as much as $3 trillion worth of value. I'll have to check over at the CoinGecko.com to
and
see
think
what the current one is.
And think how new it is in terms of like every other industry. If something, I don't know, if any other type of thing came out in 2009, it'd be called new still. Always being get called a new industry, I feel like.
It is pretty new, all things, especially when you compare it to other forms of money, right? Look at checks. Look at credit cards. Look at gold or silver, for instance. Paper money. These are concepts. Credit cards are still relatively new, but they didn't catch on right away. So.
And do you know everything about the inner workings of the credit card?
Of course not. Most people have.
I don't.
Most people even realize there's a fee being charged to the business to allow them to use a credit card.
Oh, yeah. At the Mighty Moose Mart where I used to work, people are always like, Is there a fee? Was there taxes on this? And I'm like, no, there's a fee for that card processor. And people sometimes can't wrap their mind around that. Like, wow, they're always trying to steal from us.
Right, because the Moose Mart adds a fee if the person pays with a credit card.
Yeah, because they don't want to have to pay that fee.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And we're seeing more and more businesses doing that. By the way, the current market cap of the 12,894 cryptocurrencies that are listed over at CoinGecko.com.
How many did you say?
12,894 are listed there. Now, most of them aren't even worth talking about, but the total market cap of all of those combined is over $1 trillion right now. So it's still well over $1 trillion that is of the value in these currencies. Some of them are going to die completely. Many have died completely. They're not on the list anymore. There's probably thousands that haven't made it, and thousands more are going to die before all of a sudden.
Didn't Bitcoin die?
I have no idea. That's a great question.
Didn't Bitcoin get banned?
Oh, no, I said Bean Coin.
Oh, Bean Coin.
There was one that was promoted at Pork Fest.
Oh, the beans. That's right. I remember that.
I didn't know about it, but I was like, oh, we should create a crypto called Bean Coin for Coconut, because I also call him Bean. And Ian was like, that's already been done. And I was like, dang.
It appears to still be there. I don't know whether it's doing anything. Mm-hmm. No, not much. Only $456 in trading volume in the last 24 hours, so it barely exists. There are still some things, some projects out there that are very, very exciting. So you look at what Bitcoin Cash has been doing. Technically, Bitcoin Cash is just basically a copy of Bitcoin from back in 2017. Now, they have added some features. They've added tokens to Bitcoin Cash. They've done some changes to it. It's no longer the original code. But they're still, like Dash, have been pushing forward the idea of using this as money, using this as currency, buying things at cash registers and physical real-life locations. And there's some real shining examples of this. So despite the fact, as you pointed out, Bonnie, that our caller was calling from Los Angeles, where I guarantee you, you can barely spend crypto anywhere. In these big cities, there's a lot of talk about Miami. It's a Bitcoin city.
In Austin.
No, it's not. You cannot go to these places and actually sit down and buy a meal with cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I asked my friend who lives in Austin recently if there was anywhere he's seen any signs that say accepting cryptocurrency or Bitcoin or anything, and he said
nope.
Not that he's seen.
Yeah, I can walk across town. We can pay for food, you know, dine out, and I can get a haircut, and I can do all kinds of things in crypto right here in Keene.
There's at least a handful of places right in downtown Keene that you can do that, and that's, you know, per capita, it's quite a bit when you compare it up against other places where, you know, big cities like Boston or Miami, these literally have near to zero. And so it's just completely inaccessible in those places. But there's, you know, as much as we love what's happened here in New Hampshire, and it's not nothing what's happened here. We've done very, very well, all things considered. We're getting blown out of the water by St. Kitts, Nevis, and St. Martin in the Caribbean. There, they literally have over 100 businesses.
That's great.
In just St. Martin, and over 100 businesses in just St. Kitts and Nevis that are accepting Bitcoin Cash at the point of sale. We're talking about everything from cabbies to grocery stores to bars and restaurants.
And alcohol stores.
Yeah. I mean, they have done an amazing, like, and also big names. Burger King. You can go to Burger King and pay Bitcoin Cash.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
just Bitcoin Cash specifically? Because I know that guy that promotes that he likes Bitcoin Cash.
I think it's Bitcoin Cash only. I don't know, you know, if I could leave the United States to go and visit. I would love to because they're actually going to have a conference there in November.
And it's beautiful there.
Probably it's going to be during the Crypto 6 trial, unfortunately. So I probably can't go this year. But it really would be fun to go down there and, you know, try to live on just using cryptocurrency and see how that goes. Because I bet you can at this point. Like I said, there's a grocery store, like with multiple checkouts, like a real grocery store where they've got point-of-sale devices for accepting Bitcoin Cash. So these things exist, and if I recall correctly, there's also I don't know if it's Prague or there's some, like, northern European country that has a city where there's a fair amount of businesses also. So there's these, like, shining lights out there where this is happening, and the people that want to use crypto as payments are able to do that. And so New Hampshire's got some catching up to do, honestly.
We have to do.
Yeah, there's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. It's free time.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. I want to say thanks to Barry Swenson, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. You can join AMPS over at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. If you like what we do and you want to help support Free Talk Live and get some cool perks, you can join Barry over at amps.freetalklive.com. Sign up with your debit card, credit card, or your PayPal account. And you, again, will benefit, get some perks. Like one of those things will be upcoming. It'll be the only way to get the commercial-free full radio show. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the changes that are coming to our podcast within the next week. You can learn more about that a little bit later on in the show here tonight. So I think I've commented all that I want to say about Tony's call with cryptocurrency. I still am super excited about the future of cryptocurrency. There's still some real bright shining lights out there. Another one's got to be ThorChain, which is a decentralized exchange that allows people to exchange one cryptocurrency for another cryptocurrency, like, say, Bitcoin to Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin to Ethereum or one of the Ethereum tokens. You can do all of that without asking permission, without having an account, without having to show identification, and that is unheard of in the world of cryptocurrency. So, like, that's – and when the Tornado Cash – crackdown happened 2 weeks ago when the federal government in the United States announced that this code is now sanctioned, meaning that it's now a felony to use the Tornado Cash code. The ThorChain official Twitter channel basically said, yeah, we can't do anything about this, so we're not going to do anything about this, so have at it. You know,
good luck.
Whereas other so-called decentralized finance sites were banning Tornado Cash addresses from their site. So anybody that used Tornado Cash would no longer be able to use Uniswap, Aave. There's so many of these major successful, supposedly decentralized finance site that just totally jumped the shark and said, oh, yeah, federal government said to do something, so we're going to do it, even though we're quote-unquote decentralized.
Shouldn't the point be there's no one for them to send mail to
right.
audit us or whatever?
And that's... That's what happens when you have people who are principled
versus
starting ideas. Versus you can tell who the bandwagon jumpers are, the opportunists, versus the people who really, truly believe in something.
But it takes an event like that to really separate the wheat from the chaff.
Totally.
Right? So that's what we're seeing happen.
But
right
it will
now.
Always happen. Yep. You'll always be able to find
It'll
out who
keep
the
happening,
are.
And we'll find out who the, you know, the strong people are out there. So
and one
we
more
can
thing,
support them.
One more thing I'd like to say about Tony is what one thing that Matt actually always says is that the cat is out of the bag. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Lose heart. The government can't do anything to stop cryptocurrency.
It's too late.
There are still people
Every
out there.
Every single thing the government is doing right now is desperate reactionism.
Yep.
And that's,
they are
that's
desperate.
All they have. And the thing is, it's not just the U.S. government. They're under a lot of pressure from foreign governments who are like, what are you going to do about these people who go on the radio talking to 190 countries around the world seven nights a week about cryptocurrency, and they're putting bad ideas. So I wouldn't have, I'm not surprised that we got raided.
I'm not either.
You know, the scope of this is much bigger than just, people doing goofy, nerdy crypto stuff. We're getting international here, and it's banking, and it's, you know, banking is threatened, governments are threatened, the entire power structure. Very, very threatened
feeling.
They're going
to react. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. And we can expect they're going to react when it comes to secession as well. And that comes that brings us back around to what we were talking about earlier in the show tonight, which is Karen, a woman actually named Karen. You didn't realize her real
name.
That's
hilarious, though.
Actually, Karen Sue Steele.
It's like, fight the stereotype, Karen.
S-T-E-E-L-E. And she looks like a Karen and everything. Like, she's the perfect opponent here.
She moved here from Minnesota.
She sure did. She's not a native. She's a busybody, leftist, big government activist, and she's attacked now via a complaint to the Ballot Law Commission. Several, 13 of the courageous state representatives who voted to put something on the ballot, just to simply put a question on the ballot to ask the voters in New Hampshire if they want to declare peaceful independence. She said that's a violation of the U.S. Constitution, and she demanded that they be prohibited from running for office ever again. The Ballot Law Commission shot her down 5-0 and said, look, that's not our jurisdiction. If people don't want these candidates, they'll just not vote for them. Isn't that good enough? Why isn't that good enough? You're always talking about democracy, you people.
And the people like her are the same type of people who won't sign our little petitions to get Jeremy Kaufman on the ballot.
Right, to get all the choices.
Oh, I hate the free staters.
They like their monopoly. Yeah. They want to keep that power.
Yeah, they talk out of both sides of their mouth. On one hand, oh, it's all about democracy. But on the other hand, when somebody elects somebody they don't like, well, then they go to a centralized group of bureaucrats and try to get them disqualified. So there was another couple of things that I thought was worth pointing out about this, and I did write about it over at nhexit.us. As you pointed out, Bonnie, she actually named our websites, which was amazing. That's going to be one of the more amusing clips. And she further...
I was trying not to laugh out loud. I was like having to cover my mouth when she was like... I can't remember the other one she was naming, but they were friendly to us, and she named NH.
One of them was like NH Secession, I think.
Yeah.
Was one of them. So thank you for all the publicity, because, again, we would have had no reason to have a rally. We had ourselves a rally where a couple dozen people showed up and, you know.
It was a great rally, actually.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Alice spoke, and it was great.
Yep. And so we wouldn't have had an excuse. I mean, yeah, we could have thrown a rally, but we didn't have an excuse to do it until she.
It's always better when there's an excuse.
Yeah, until she did this. And another big win was the fact that the Attorney General is on the record saying that insurrection and rebellion has to involve violence, so they're not going to be able to trot that one out again. I mean, they could try, but we know what the AG's official position is. Now, look, I'm no fan of the Attorney General's office. These are the same people that support prosecuting people for protesting out front of the governor's.
Yeah, they arrested a lady this week and made a big statement about it because she didn't write... political ad on an obvious political ad.
Yep. Yeah, that was like a newspaper she was printing.
Yeah, she runs her own website, news website, and she did a political ad. Somebody running for office didn't write political ad. They arrested her, and they're charging her with 6 misdemeanors.
Yeah, they suck.
Misdemeanors.
There's no time. I'm not trying to pump up the AG at all, because if they could have gone after these state reps.
Oh, they'd love to.
They would, but they had to admit, nope. got to use violence for it to be insurrection or rebellion. So that argument shot down. And then finally, the other big win here is that the media all of a sudden took an interest. We couldn't do anything to get them to show up to the public hearing earlier this year. When we literally packed one of the larger hearing rooms in the State House Legislative Office Building when they were having the public comment hearing on the bill to ask people to put a constitutional amendment forward that would, again, have allowed people to vote on this question of peaceful independence. We packed the room. I put the word out to the media letting them know it was happening. Hey, the big secession bill's happening. Why don't you send a reporter down? Not a single one. Not even a newspaper.
That room was packed, too. Yep.
No newspaper reporters.
70, 80 people?
At least.
It was a good-sized room, and it was standing room only, and there was people outside that couldn't come in.
Yeah. Not a single reporter anywhere for that. They didn't come to that. They didn't come to the state reps when they voted on the bill. Not at all. But yesterday, WMUR was there. New Hampshire Public Radio was there. NBC from Boston was there.
Maybe they were expecting like a Karen smackdown
I don't know what they were expecting, but they knew Karen brings the drama. And so Karen brought some drama to this movement, and they showed up. And there was like In-Depth NH and another one I'd never heard of before. There were at least five different media organizations. They all filed reports yesterday. I've got a piece up at nhexit.us that links to four of them. The fifth one, NBC Boston, was there doing filming for a series that they're going to be putting out. I think it was December or something.
I don't know. They filmed at Porkfest, and they've been following around Carlo.
So they're doing a series about the Free State Project. So they weren't there to report on the news. So they were there to just kind of cover this as part of whatever it is that they're putting together. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting when it comes out. But I was really happy to see that the mainstream media finally took an interest in this. They had reported on the independence bill just sort of generally, like, you know, just, look at these crazy kooks with their secession bill. And now it's like, okay, well, there's a movement here, and they had to talk about us. And so I'm excited about that. And again, I had to thank Karen when she got out of the building. And that video, by the way, we've got it from multiple angles. That's going to be out probably, if not later tonight, tomorrow. So you could look forward to seeing.
Well, Ian thanked Karen, but he also told her to go back to Minnesota.
I did, yeah. When she was done with the hearing, when they like ended her, they gaveled her out of the room.
They gaveled her out.
Well, they told her, you know, you're dismissed or whatever. And I told her, and I said, yeah, I said, go back to Minnesota. Because, you know, a lot of the people that hate the Free Staters, they moved here, too.
Yeah, they're not from here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they criticize us for that. Mm-hmm. They criticize us for moving here and trying to change things, when that's exactly what they're doing.
Yep.
It's really weird. She's lived here one less year than Ian has.
Oh, really?
15 years.
I didn't know when she'd moved here.
Yeah, and a lot of them are from Mass and stuff, but, you know, some of them from other places. But if you talk to New Hampshire natives about the Free State Project, you explain to them what it is. They're like, well, what's wrong with that?
Yeah,
that sounds great.
Exactly. So it's going to be an interesting election season this year, because they are pushing hard against the Free Staters. The leftists are pushing hard. There's, like you said, a lot of money against us.
Yep.
So it'll be see how the actual races and the results come out. Hour number three is coming up here. We're going to get into gun bans, magazine bans.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.